In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is transfigured. Morning, brothers and sisters, on this glorious feast of the transfiguration of our Lord. This holy event in the Lord, in the life of our Lord, challenges us to go deeper in our spiritual life, which is why the Lord revealed his divine nature through the glory of the uncreated light. As Christians, we're called to practice our faith on many levels. We are instructed to fulfill the moral laws as passed on to us by Moses and the Ten Commandments. And we're given many examples in the scriptures and the lives of the saints of how we are called to offer our lives in sacrifice to God, both through service and ministry to the church, or even to the shedding of our blood if necessary. And we are commanded to love one another, to forgive one another, and to help one another, to pray and fast and give alms, and give of our time, talent, and treasure in the support of the church and of the poor. And yet, all of these things are not an end unto themselves, but rather they're a means to an end. In today's Feast of the Transfiguration, the Lord reveals to us for what it is we are meant to aspire to, the real fulfillment of our lives as Christians, which is to enter into union with God as much as possible through the grace of the Holy Spirit, and the grace of the Holy Spirit in His glorious heavenly kingdom. And as witnesses of Christ's transfiguration, Peter, James, and John were given a foretaste of the glory of His divinity, as it says in the Triparion, as far as they were able to bear it. And yet, God calls each Christian to Himself in many different ways. Even in the transfiguration, only three of Christ's disciples were called to witness His glory up there on Mount Tabor. The rest of the disciples, as we read in the Gospel, were down the hill trying to cast out a demon and from a boy and deal with a lot of unbelievers and doubters. However, you can be sure that Peter, James, and John must have shared their experience with their brother disciples. But let's remember the reason for this. Why did Christ do this in the first place? Why did He take Peter, James, and John and reveal this glory to them? Well, He wanted to reveal His glory, as it says in the Kyntakion, so that when they saw Him crucified, they might know that His suffering was voluntary and might proclaim unto the world that He is truly the brightness of the Father. So, in other words, our merciful God sends us consolations in our life in order to help us endure the struggles that we face. St. Seraphim of Sarov once said that prayer, fasting, vigil, and all other Christian practices, however good they may be in themselves, do not constitute the aim of our Christian life, although they serve as an indispensable means of reaching this end. The true aim of our Christian life consists in the acquisition of the Holy Spirit of God. And St. Seraphim also said that the reason that many Christians in our times do not have this grace of the Holy Spirit and, you know, see the miracles and saintly people and so forth is because we do not seek the grace of God, and in the pride of our minds do not allow it to dwell in our souls. That is why we live without true enlightenment from the Lord, which He sends into the hearts of those who hunger and thirst wholeheartedly for God's righteousness. Now, this might seem a little bit beyond our ability, you know, that we are going to somehow, see the uncreated light of God and have visions like James and Peter and John were granted. And in a way, that's true. It is beyond our ability. That's actually the whole point. Because the grace of the Holy Spirit is given to us by God. It's not some. We can't just wake up in the morning and go, oh, today, you know, I think I will, haven't seen the uncreated light for a while. I think I'll just go ahead and see it then. You know, I'll just climb up maybe Montesano is the closest mountain we have. I'll go up there and I'll say a couple of prayers. God will send down this cloud of light. It'll be really cool, you know. I mean, well, you know, good luck and let me know how that works out for you. But that's probably not going to happen, you know, in other words. Yet the Holy Fathers tell us that we have to begin by wanting to acquire this grace and that we must do our best to fulfill all that the Holy Church directs us to do, you know, all the commandments and everything. And then, having done those things, we have to be patient and trust that the Lord will reveal Himself to us in whatever way and in whatever time He chooses. Archimandrite George of Mount Athos wrote a little book called The Deification as the Purpose of Man's Life, and it's on the St. Michael website, available for free to read. He said that we participate in God's energies through the grace which is given to us in the Holy Church through the process that's called theosis. What a great blessing that we commune through the Immaculate Mysteries, Christ becomes ours. The life of Christ becomes ours. His blood becomes our blood. St. John Chrysostom says that God has nothing more to give man than what he gives him in Holy Communion. Man cannot ask anything more of God than what he receives from Christ in Holy Communion. So, being baptized, chrismated, confessing, we commune through the body and blood of the Lord, and we too become gods, that's with a small g of course, by grace. We unite with God. We are no longer strangers, for we have become familiar with God. Inside the church in which we unite with God, we live this new reality which Christ brought to the world, the new creation. This is the life of the church of Christ, which becomes ours as a gift from the Holy Spirit. Everything in the church leads to theosis. The Holy Liturgy, the mysteries, divine worship, the gospel sermon, the fasting, all of these lead to this one thing. The church alone is the place of theosis. So brothers and sisters, this is where we work out our salvation. This is where we exercise ourselves in the obedience to God, even though sometimes we're tired, sometimes we don't feel like it, but we make ourselves come to church, we make ourselves say prayers at home and in church, we make ourselves, you know, try and keep the fast as best we can, and do whatever we can, and then we pray that God will, you know, raise us up and enlighten us and illumine us according as to his good pleasure. O merciful Lord, grant us your blessing, we pray, that we might become partakers of your glory as far as we are capable, and join you one day in the kingdom of heaven when we depart this life. Christ is transfigured.
On Mount Tabor.